everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today, we are talking about the Arc of Indiana 2015 Membership Campaign. Director of Program Services, Mark Kevitt, is here with me to talk more about it. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good seeing you.
It's good to see you. And we are talking about another membership campaign.
We are.
It's, we are.
We go every year
we
into
do.
The spring with a membership campaign.
We do.
And so we're looking forward to a good year. We ended last year, the year of 2014, with 21,511 individual and family members in Indiana.
Wow.
That belong to the ARC and their local and our local chapters. And so we're looking to bump that number up and
sure.
encouraging our chapters to recruit folks for 2015 to add new members. Our theme is getting Team Indiana to go to Indy.
Yes, because our annual national conference this year is in Indianapolis.
We want as many members from the ARC from Indiana to
yes.
go to the national convention in October.
Yes,
so
we
that's
do.
Kind of a theme we're pushing, get more members and get them to Indy. So
sure.
go to Indy.
And the dates for the ARC National Convention is October 3rd through the 5th of 2015 in Indianapolis. And you were talking about how you bump up numbers for this membership campaign. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, well, every chapter has members, and a member is an individual who might support the local chapter. Chapters define and reach out to individuals in various ways. Some chapters that are providers of services include their employees, include the individuals they serve, their families. Other chapters, maybe smaller chapters, reach out to community folks to invite them to join. Some pay dues so that they can belong to their local chapter. And if you're a member of the local chapter of the ARC, you're also a member of our state organization and our national.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've seen this growth from about 10 years ago, we had about 6,000 members statewide. We're now at, as I mentioned, over 21,000. And our goal, actually, our membership committee at the state level has a goal of 25,000 members by 2016,
okay.
at the end of 2016. So we have a ways to go, but our campaign is really an internal effort to promote our and push our chapters to reach
sure.
out. There are ways that individuals, if they're listening to this broadcast, can join. They can go on our website if there's not a local chapter where they live. And just go to this website and you can become an individual or family member of the ARC of Indiana and the ARC US. So we do encourage that if there's not a local chapter.
Now, talk about how you recruit people too.
Well, there's really different ways. And we encourage our chapters to work and look at what fits their chapter.
Sure.
For example, if they do provide services to individuals, we really push and promote that they offer those individuals a membership, to those family members, to those who they serve, because in addition to just receiving the services, there's something more behind that local organization, and they're tied to a network of our state and local and national chapters. So we really want them to reach out to those families, to those consumers of services, to hopefully, kind of get connected at the state and national level with others in the disability movement that we have. So that's one way, is to encourage that. If they're provider chapters, we also encourage them to provide as a benefit of employment to their employees a membership. Again, that gives the bigger picture for those individuals to see that they're not alone as they provide services as employees. They're part of a national movement. And so for those chapters, that's one way that we really promote. Another way, and this is often true with our smaller advocacy-only chapters that don't have consumer base that they serve, is to reach out to local providers of services to encourage them to connect and partner and become involved. Another way is when they do have community events. We've finished up March Disability Awareness Month. There's April Autism Awareness Activities going on.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever a local chapter does an event, whether it's a dance, an art show, a movie showing, or whatever it might be, that those individuals who attend, who participate in those events, you know, offer them, provide them with a complimentary membership, even if they charge a membership, give it to them for 6 months or a year as a trial membership, kind of get them, you know, into
custom.
The family.
Yeah.
And that's one way that they, you know, can reach out to other folks in the community who may come to an event that they have who don't really have a connection with the local chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And then another way to do, and something we kind of think with this political environment we're in, and as people know, the General Assembly has had some controversy this year, reach out to local elected officials and invite them to become members or provide them a complimentary membership. Let them know the issues that are important to us in the disability community, because they may or may not be aware. And that not only includes the state legislators, but it could be your city council, your mayors, your county council, your county commissioners, because sometimes, and school board folks, because they deal with a lot of special education requirements and education in general. So they should know about disability issues.
Sure.
And I think probably most school board members are not attuned to our issues and concerns. So those are different ways that chapters can reach out. And again, if you're an individual just listening and like to get involved, you can go to our website, find out where your local chapter is, and then you can make contact with them and you know, seek to become a member. Or if you can't find that or you're not sure, you can join us online and directly join the ARC at the website.
Now let's talk about the benefits then.
The benefits that an individual gets for being a member, you're getting basically from the ARC of Indiana 4 quarterly newsletters, printed newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
You receive equal number of issues from the ARC of the United States. The ARC US has a few other benefits that member organizations offer, insurance discounts. You can take advantage of those things as well. And then, of course, there's access just to information, what's happening through the newsletters, through the information we share, of workshops, training programs, webinars that are happening, especially from the ARC US. So there's a lot of information. And again, people can take as much information as they want, or they can discard and, you know, kind of ignore it, but at least it's there for them. And of course, I think the benefit that an individual gets, if they so choose, is that they have the opportunity to volunteer and to actually contribute back to the organization and to the society at large. And there's a lot of fun. My local chapter last weekend had its annual disability awareness dance, and yeah, we had 250 people out, just a lot of fun time. So, a little work, having to do a few things as a volunteer, but it's just a lot of fun as well. So, we kind of like to think we're family with
York, and we're in the same boat.
You can become part of that family if you become a member.
So, I like the point you just mentioned about it being a family-oriented organization. This is, and I feel that way too. But let's talk about the history of the ARC. It was started in 1956. Was it started by families that said, look, we have children who need to be integrated into this community?
Yes. In Indiana, the state organization began in 1956. It was organized in 1956. At the national level, it was actually 5 or 6 years before.
Oh, okay.
And actually, if you think about it, the national organization came together because families from 5 or 6 different states came together. How they got connected and
who knows?
In Minneapolis in 1950, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, there wasn't the social media. But by 1956, there were organizations throughout the state of Indiana that became chapters of the ARC that were meeting. And the history of the ARC organization throughout the country is families came together, you know, following World War II, the greatest generation, I guess, that didn't want to send their sons or daughters off to institutions. They thought there was a better life that could be had for their kids. So they seemed to kind of gravitate together And often in church basements, it's kind of like how we say the history started.
And they small just, beginnings.
That's right. And, yep. But and it was common throughout the country, church basements for some reason.
Sure.
I mean, that was, I guess, a focal place for people to meet. And
sure.
So they came together. They started getting the word. And so they came together. The state organization actually took a couple years to get organized. The first meeting to have a discussion about a state organization began in 52-53.
Wow.
But it didn't really happen until 55, and then when we were formally organized in 1956. Chapters, so our early chapters were started, and then after we got organized at the state level, then it kind of grew in some of the other areas that had not had families coming together. And so we had a burst of chapters in the late 50s and the early 60s, and then it kind of settled down. Families began looking at the need for education for their sons or daughters because, you know, it wasn't provided by the school systems. And they were also looking for recreational activities. And those were probably the two things that kind of brought people together in terms of having that need. Interestingly, then, as you can imagine, as time went on from the 50s and the 60s, as those kids started getting older, then the focus also looked at what's to happen as my kids
get
no
older,
longer quote, school age,
yeah,
and work and living in the community. And so work programs began, and then, of course, the move eventually to residential and housing programs.
Yeah.
So it follows this pattern, and we're similar to throughout the country. Our history is very similar in this organization, state by state. States organized differently, and services came differently because of state initiatives, but that is really the history, and we were all started by families.
So the goal, you said this is how it started in 56, but the goal now is to continue that mission. And that is why we are having you here talk about this membership campaign.
Yeah, the goal hasn't really changed in that families still need to be connected.
Sure.
But what's probably changed is, in addition to families, is the involvement of people with disabilities themselves.
Sure.
The self-advocate movement has grown where, you know, in many of our chapters, they make up a substantial number of the members of the local chapter. And that's... we encourage because, and that's probably the difference from the 1950s till today, where people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, you know, are part of the ARC as members and as involved with it, in addition to maybe being involved in self-advocate groups, hopefully around the state. So there is still the need for families and to come together for support, for information, to advocate for themselves, for their sons and daughters, and for others in the community who maybe not do not have those connections. And so we still like to think we're a family-based organization. Yeah, we're a little bigger than maybe what we used to be in the 50s, but we certainly, you know, encourage others who are not necessarily family members, but we've always had a history of people who are just interested citizens who were... got involved through maybe a neighbor, a friend, or someone just asked them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a key to joining any organization is being asked. And so if you're involved with the ARC, I encourage you to ask someone, why don't you join us? And it's a simple way to get members is to ask.
Mark Kevitt, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Michelle.
And thank you so much to my listeners today. You know what, everybody, I have to say before I leave you, I'm an employee of the ARC of Indiana, but I feel like family too. So please, there's information on our website, arcind.org. So if you want to be the change in the disability world, getting in with the ARC of Indiana as a member would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Again, I want to thank my listeners for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.